Frozen geese and bootleg cheese are just some of the newest items added to the list of condemned foods in Russia. Authorities there continue to crush, burn, and bury Western products as part of a ban on some foods from the European Union, the United States, and other nations that have sanctioned Moscow for its aggression in Ukraine. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports.
Throughout the week, Russians have been watching scenes like this on the evening news. A truck dumps hundreds of big loaves and wheels of cheese into the dirt, where they're duly pulverized by a highway rolling machine. By week's end, more than 900,000 tons of allegedly contraband food had been marked for destruction. The annihilation highlighted just how ineffective Russia's year-long ban on Western foods has been. Agriculture Minister Alexander Tukhachev admitted as much last month when he asked President Putin to approve the destruction program. Tukhachev said that third countries were shipping banned products into Russia under fake certificates that disguised their origin. Several hundred thousand people signed an online petition expressing outrage at the destruction of food and asking that it be given to the needy. But many people, such as Natalia Gulyaeva, accepted the government's explanation that since the food was falsely labeled, there could be no guarantee that it was safe.
Because those products were shipped into our country legally, they might contain forbidden ingredients, so maybe it's a question of safety for our citizens.
Gulyaeva says she's been able to buy some banned items, such as cheese and meat, although it's no longer possible to find her favorite brie. For many Russians, the campaign against foreign foods reached a peak of absurdity when officials in the Russian Republic of Tatarstan released a video of officials destroying frozen poultry believed to have been illegally imported from Hungary. The video showed a policewoman in a small grocery reading out the charges against the three packaged frozen geese in the presence of witnesses. The geese were then taken to a landfill where they were lined up and ceremoniously run over by the track of a bulldozer. Even people who weren't bothered by the destruction of food were irate that so many government resources were being used in the operation. This is Alexei Borisov, a 30-year-old logistics specialist.
I think it's nonsense. Recently, there was a TV report that they detained a large lot of cheeses. Some people got awards for that. There was a huge operation. So they're not fighting criminals. It's not cocaine, it's not drugs, but cheese, ordinary cheese.
But the fight is far from over. On Tuesday, police in the Moscow region announced that they had cracked a $30 million ring that was smuggling illegal foreign rennet and using it to make bootleg cheese. They say they seized 470 tons of the stuff and nabbed six suspects. The crackdown will only get rougher. On Thursday, Russia's Federal Customs Service proposed a bill that would categorize banned foreign foods as strategically important. That could place smuggled tomatoes on roughly the same footing as radioactive materials and explosives. In fact, it would allow officials to bring criminal charges against food smugglers with penalties of up to 7 years in prison. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.